some of the world's most important ancient cultural artifacts are being destroyed and ransacked by ISIS and other Islamist groups in the Middle East and North Africa. And that has ignited a debate among museum directors and scholars and archaeologists about what to do with art and artifacts from that region. Should things that originated in those now war-torn places continue to be returned, which is a now routine practice called repatriation? The most outspoken and contrarian figure in this debate is James Cuno, the president of the J. Paul Getty Trust, the art behemoth that runs the Getty Museum in Los Angeles. And he joins me now on the line. Jim, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
So in terms of museums like yours, Western museums, what are the rules governing the acquisition of ancient objects?
So the UNESCO Convention of 1970, a set of principles and protocols which countries voluntarily agree to, it has no status in law, and says that people, art museums, institutions, should not acquire works of art that cannot be proven to have been out of their likely country of origin after 1970. In other words, they should be out before 1970.
Right.
But what we're talking about with regard to ISIS, we should be clear, and it's kind of a paradox. On the one hand, ISIS seems to be destroying things which it claims to be idolatrous and should not therefore exist. Then it seems to be, if we can believe what we hear, selling
right.
the portable objects that to advance its causes in the world. So they're preserving some by sale, and then they are destroying others by destruction.
Should museums and organizations like the Getty be buying them from these guys in order to save them?
I can say emphatically that no responsible museum is buying anything that might possibly have come from Syria or Iraq for the reason of not wanting to support the activities of ISIL in any possible way. That said, these things are out of the ground, and what's to be done with them? There might be a possibility that these things should be taken into protective custody by responsible museums around the world until they can be returned to Syria or Iraq or wherever they might have come from. That's a very complicated thing and something that has been discouraged in the past by UNESCO and other authorities, but still something that's worth a conversation.
Now, in terms of repatriation generally, we've now all grown up thinking, oh, this is the simple ethical thing. If somebody's taken a cultural treasure from somewhere else, generally meaning a Westerner taking it from the developing world, it should be returned. But you argue and have argued that the ethics are not so simple, right?
Life is never so simple. There's always greater complications than one wishes existed, but nevertheless, they do exist. The thing about UNESCO, it is, of course, an entity determined by nation states, and it responds to the claims of nation states and the claims of nation states on culture as nationalized. It tries to encourage the repatriation of objects claimed by nation states simply because they claim them, not because there is evidence that they have been removed illegally or inappropriately.
You have a kind of more idealistic idea, right? That, well, it may have started in Iraq before Iraq existed, but it's now all of civilizations, and we should both share it in an ideal way, and it's safer if it's not all if it's distributed in various places.
Yes, I do think that we have a stake in world culture. Everyone does. And that stake is to preserve it for the future, that it is our responsibility that we advance knowledge about it, we distribute it for safekeeping and for introduction to the world. And because encouraging curiosity about the world's artistic legacy is to encourage tolerance for difference in the world and understanding of the integration of the world.
Now that repatriation has become the default idea, it can seem that you are saying, and I am sympathetic to, oh, well, here in the peaceful West, we're the only ones who can really be trusted with all this precious stuff. When people say, well, you're just a neocolonialist, what should I say back?
Yeah, that's precisely what I don't say, which is that 9/11 taught us that wanton destruction can occur in New York City. It can occur in the places in which we have the most confidence, but it's not likely to occur in all of these places simultaneously. I think that this claim that And I'm not making the claim that it's safer to have these things in New York, safer to have these things in Paris. These are claims made by those who oppose my point of view. And then they characterize that as a kind of neo-colonial enterprise.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not what I claim. But second of all, in claiming that, they're contradicting themselves because many of these people who make these claims are housed in universities which promote a regime of knowledge of a Western origin and imposed onto the current Middle Eastern and Far Eastern and
really?
South Asian
cultures. So you're saying,
cultures.
I'm not a neo-colonialist. You're a neo-colonialist.
It's an easy and promiscuous term to attack someone with. I want to also point out that the term repatriation is a loaded term. I mean, it's a term that's used in its origins are derived from the return of prisoners of war.
Right.
And so there, in the application of that term, in this instance, it's promoting an ideological point of view that these things that exist outside the modern borders of the nation state are being held prisoner against their will as if they're humans.
Yeah, that's a very good point. As you make this case and have made this case, you are not part of the majority, certainly, in your field. Do you feel like you're persuading people?
I think it's an argument based on reason, and I think reason is what's persuading people that this is something to consider.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your interest.
James Cuno is the president of the J. Paul Getty Trust and the author of Whose Culture? The Promise of Museums and the Debate Over Antiquities.